Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful Saturday morning. Well, not the most beautifulest Saturday morning that we've seen, but it is right around the corner, right around the corner. You can see the 70s coming. You can see them coming. You can see them coming around the corner when they come, and we'll be waiting for that. But right now we are here to talk about your mortgage here on a Saturday morning on 105.3 The Fan. It's the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I am joined by my faithful friends. And one of them is here, and the other one, we have faith that he'll be here.
Do we really?
Anyway, but right now we have Tress Collins. Good morning, Tress.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Thanks.
A good week?
Yeah. You know, it's been kind of a long week, though, because I took Monday off. It seems like whenever I take a Monday off, the rest of the week seems much longer than had I just worked the Monday. I'm not really sure why that is. But it wasn't bad. Just busy.
You know what I say when I walk in on the office on Friday morning and I see people? And they say, you know, they always have that, thank God it's Friday, look in their eyes. And I say, you know what? It's only 3 days till Monday. Aren't you excited?
Is that what you say?
And for some reason, they always laugh at me.
Really?
Maybe.
What could that be about?
Maybe they're just really excited about Monday, the Monday that's coming.
Maybe.
Our faithful friend is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
He was just so much traffic this morning.
Yeah, there's so much traffic.
Was there?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's so much traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like being
I was
excited
in a jam.
For Monday.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Well, get yourself some biscuits with that jam, and maybe a little butter with that jam.
Mm.
Anyway. We here talking about your home loan today. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, he's in the front lines.
Yep.
He is a senior loan officer in more ways than one. And he's been working with consumers about their home loans. It's been crazy. It's a crazy time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So many of you out there are trying to get ahead of the game. You know, you hear the Federal Reserve wants to raise mortgage rates. You're like, let's try to get a mortgage now before the rates get increased. Well, the rates already went up, okay, and the rates have stabilized this week. This week, when I say stabilized, the end of the week, they finished about the same place they were at the beginning of the week.
The problem is,
in between the middle of the week, the rates are moving all over the place. I mean, literally, between one day and the next right now, we're seeing rate swings of an eighth to a quarter of a percent. They're going up one day, they're going down the next, they're going up one day. So whenever you have a chance to lock that rate in, get it locked. So many people are getting home equity cash out loans. There's a lot of equity in homes. A report came out this week that the average sales price of a home in the United States was $100,000 higher than it was just 2 years ago. The average sales price of a home went up $100,000. Now listen, they said that the average loan amount, the average, I don't know if it was the average loan amount or sales price, was $360,000. That's interesting because we're seeing about the average of about a $350,000 lock on our average home purchase right now. And so that's for Dallas, what's for Texas? We're doing loans all over, you know, Texas and the surrounding states here. My point is this. It took all of these years, all of them, to get to a sales price of $350,000. And the average sales price of a home in DFW has risen, I would say, by about $90,000 here in the last 5 years. So they said in the United States it's gone up $100,000 in the last 2 years since COVID. So that's a major inflation when you talk about home values. And now the rates are up a little bit, and the gas prices are up a little bit, and now anxiety's up a little bit. There's all kinds of things going on in the world, and we kind of try to put our finger on it, right?
I know. It's the first time in a long time this week that I locked a cash out at over 5%.
Well, that had to be a lower credit score.
Yes.
And a lower loan amount. Yes. And so, in a high loan to value. And so, you know, a lot of those things impact your rate that you're getting on a mortgage. But I can tell you this. When people have a chance to get $100,000 of cash out of their house, and a lot of people have their homes paid off. Yeah. A lot of people have their homes paid off, and they say, I want to get $100,000 of cash out. And they give us a call, and, you know, that's a great rate. As a matter of fact, that prior to 2 years ago was the best rate you'd ever seen, right, on a cash out refinance.
Yeah.
But things are pretty crazy right now. You need to get your loan locked in. We don't know what kind of craziness is coming, you see, and you need to be prepared. You need to prepare your finances now. Make sure you have a little bit of cash for that rainy day. If you're trying to buy a home, you're thinking about getting that home purchase done, make sure you call TexasLending.com's home purchase team. We're going to get you pre-approved up front. It's not just our loan officers and processors. We send it to an underwriter who fully approves your income, your assets, your credit, to make sure that when it comes time to you getting that contract, you can close that loan in as short as 10 days after you get a contract if you get pre-approved with our fast-track purchase program at TexasLending.com. All right. That was a 7-minute introduction. I don't think I took a breath.
So do they have overwriters that offset underwriters?
You know what? That is a good question. That is good.
Let's create some.
Well, the thing is you need to call TexasLending.com if you're trying to get that refinance or that cashback refinance done. Now, there are some refinance loans. We're still seeing some 15-year refinances potential. If your loan is between $300,000 and $647,000, we're still seeing some 15-year locks potential in the twos. The APRs are up around 3%, but the rates are in the upper twos, right? The thing is right now, and even for us, we're seeing this problem, is rates are moving so fast that there are rates that are posted on Facebook and other social media and by our competitors that are a month behind updating their rates. And I'll say we need to get the rates changed, and then we have to go through third-party channels, and they got to go on there, and they got to get the rates. So some of the rates that are posted on the internet that I'm seeing out there are a month old or 2 weeks. We gave them 10 days ago. We said, get these rates updated. I'm calling them daily. Why aren't the rates updated? So that's kind of the thing that's happening. The rates are moving so fast that even if you got them updated tomorrow, the next day they're – in the first 45 business days of the year, we saw rates go up about 38 of those days. So 80% of the days, the first days of the year, business days, we saw mortgage rates increase. And I'm going to say it again. If you're listening to this show, when the Federal Reserve announces that they're going to raise rates, that's a one-day rate, and you're thinking, well, that's going to screw my mortgage up. Well, a mortgage is a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage. It's not a one-day loan. When the Federal Reserve raises the short-term rates, its intentions are to keep long-term inflation in check. I don't know if that can happen right now. I don't know if that can happen. Supply chains were already screwed up. What supply chains are going to get screwed up now, right, with what we know is going on in the world? So, yeah, all kinds of craziness going on. Tress, how's your life? You said you took Monday off.
I did.
Why did you take Monday off?
Because I needed a day off.
Oh, okay. No. Well,
that's funny because your husband took the day off too.
Yeah, when I schedule days off, he tends to follow suit, which, and I love him, and it's fun, and but sometimes I'm just kind of like, you don't have to take a day off because I do.
Did he just stand there and stare at you when you take your day off? He just looks at you the whole day?
I'm just not going to comment on that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to talk with you, and here's the deal. We might be able to help you with answering your questions. Now, if someone wants to refinance, Uncle Bubba, what kind of questions, what kind of information do they need to tell us by text?
Value.
The value of your home. And the remaining balance on the mortgage that you currently have. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it, Tress? The remaining balance on your existing mortgage.
Yeah.
Not what you owe. It's not what
right.
you owe.
Yes, which, oh, Kevin. Very
it's
good.
The remaining balance on the mortgage that you currently have. Tell us, send us what your remaining balance is and what your home value is. Also, tell us your credit score and your current rate. We'll tell you if it's worthwhile refinancing, how much cash you might be able to get out of your home. We see a lot of people trying to get home improvements done. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of people. I see what people type in on the internet. We do a lot of marketing on Google. We're one of the only direct consumer lenders that even markets on Google anymore.
Hmm.
Most of the people that you see in the advertisements at the top of the Google are just companies that sell your name to other mortgage companies. They're just companies that, like LendingTree isn't a mortgage company, right? LendingTree is a seller of leads. They get your name and then they sell it to mortgage companies. How is that supposed to help you get a better deal when you've got a middleman selling your name to someone else? I don't know. But I can tell you this. I can say that most of the companies that are at the top of Google are just like that. They get your name and they sell it to mortgage companies. We are one of the only lenders, actual true lenders, that are there. And when I'm there and what I'm seeing every day is we get to see everything that someone types in when they try to reach us. A lot of people are typing in home improvement. A lot of people are typing in roof repairs. There's apparently a lot of people trying to buy land out there right now. I can see that too, because we can see what people type in as our ads pop up. So anyway, get your question in to us right now at 972-387-4600. What if someone wants to buy a house, Tress? What kind of information do we need to buy their text?
To buy their text?
No, what do we need from their by text? What information do we need by text?
Oh, by text. Right. Oh, well, we would like to know your yearly gross income.
Your gross income.
Your credit score and your down payment amount.
So when someone says their gross income, he's like, how much money do you make? Oh, I make $9,000 a year. Oh, that's gross. You know.
Yeah, that's exactly what we mean.
So you want their gross income.
Not their pretty income.
No. We want your gross income. Your adjusted gross income. That is the one that we see in your tax returns. Mm-hmm. Tell us how much, not after taxes. Tell us that. Tell us how much you have for down payment. And what's the last thing? Your current credit score.
Yeah, right? He said that.
You already said that.
Did you say how much down that they have? Did you say
I
that?
Did.
We said all these
okay.
things.
Okay, you said. You didn't say what the credit score was on refinance.
You said
well, we ain't got
your interest rate and your credit score.
Yeah.
We said that.
Yeah.
We said that inappropriate Uncle Bubba is not had enough coffee today.
True
and,
that.
And found all kinds of traffic out there on the highway.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We are here talking about your home loan. Make sure you text us now. We want to answer your questions for you. We want to help you save money. And like we said, when the Federal Reserve announces the increase of the short-term rates, which should be somewhere around March 15th, now, some people are saying they might slow down that rise in interest rates because of the geopolitical issues and the
world.
Problems that are going on in the world right now and its impact on things. And also, we've already seen the stock market slow down a little bit, and we've already seen the rates go up a little bit. And so the markets are already making their changes prior to the Federal Reserve even doing anything. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But know this, I think the mortgage rates right now, or you see them, are going to be in this little window for the next probably 2 months or so. A little window of 0.25% of where they currently are. They've already gone up around 1% between the beginning of the year and now. And the Federal Reserve hasn't even raised the short-term rates yet. So I think that you see your long-term rates are going to kind of stabilize a little bit. So inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
You have money invested in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so how is that working out right now?
I don't look at it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
It'd yeah. probably be good not to look at the TV recently either.
Yeah, I don't look at that either.
Well, we want you to look at the TexasLending.com phone number at 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here right now. They can help you with that home purchase. I'm seeing more homes going up for sale. I'm seeing more homes coming on the market right now at the beginning of the year. Get in line for that home purchase with a loan officer at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. If you're trying to get that cash out refinance, Call us now. We're seeing cash out somewhere between 3% and 5% right now, depending on your loan size, your credit score, your how much equity you have between your new loan and what your home appraises for. All these things will impact it. Find out what kind of rate you might be able to get, how much cash you might be able to get when you text us at 972-387-4600. We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll start asking your questions and getting answers for you on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. We want to get to your questions. Call our loan officers now. We have several CSRs. Those are people that will answer your phone call. You'll talk to a live person every time you call TexasSunny.com. What is the difference at TexasSunny.com? I always, and I started this place over 20 years ago, always have a live person that answers your phone call here. Now, if you don't have a live person that answers, it's either because we had more people calling than we have receptionists, and typically we have about four at a time when you're trying to call in. Either more of you call at one time, but then it defaults over to another answering service, so a person will still answer your phone call. So we always have a live person to answer your phone call when you call TexasSunny.com. It's not just going to voicemail jail. If you want to talk to a person, you always have that option. And we'll transfer you to a loan officer. Now, when you try to get a loan officer here, our typical wait is typically 10 seconds. We typically never have a wait of over 10 seconds to talk to a loan officer. Other companies, you know, you might wait, you know, half a minute longer. Who knows the things that happen. You're going to talk to a live person and get to a loan officer right away. You can call at 972-387-4600, or you can go online and apply at TexasSunny.com. But in the meantime, we'll start asking questions via Tress Collins. Yay, Tress!
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Okay. All right, Tress. What do you got for us?
All right. The first one says, getting ready to apply for a mortgage. Spoke to an agent with her last week. Both of our credit scores are around 660, and she told me it was due to high credit card utilization. We paid them off this week. How long will it take for that to affect the score?
Maybe about 3 weeks. If you got it paid off this week, by about the middle of March, different companies will report at different times of the month to the credit bureaus. I would say by mid-March, you might be able to pull up a new score.
You could do a rapid rescore, though.
And that's the other thing. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is appropriate in this instance. Even a wild chicken can find a nut. Isn't that one of the sayings?
A grain.
A grain of corn.
A blind squirrel can find a nut?
I don't know.
That's it.
It's something like that. Yeah. It's water over the bridge. Forget about it. Okay. Bubba.
Yes.
So this person here, it says that you said you can do a rapid rescore.
Yes.
How do they do that?
Well, what they do is we have to have, when you call in, we get all your information. And we have to, we first do a soft pull on your credit, all right? A soft pull to show exactly.
It's not a formal inquiry.
Yeah, it's not a formal inquiry. It's not a hard inquiry. But if we're going to do a rapid rescore, we have to do a hard inquiry. Now, a lot of times you've already done a hard inquiry with a mortgage company. And when you do one, then you open
you
it up.
You said do, by the way. That's good.
You open yourself up to being able to pull that mortgage many, many times in the next 30 days. All right?
Yep.
And so once we get that score, it gives us a rating of how many points can be got by what you pay off. If your credit card utilization, it tells you what you pay off.
So what we're saying there is that this person, let's say they had 10,000 available credit, and they might have been near maxing out their credit. Mm-hmm. So they've utilized the majority of their available credit. By paying that down, you have a lot of available credit. That means you are not a credit risk if you have a lot of available credit to you. Your credit risk is less. So sometimes people call us and they have a 610 credit score. Well, to get the loan they want, maybe they need a 640 score. So we run them through the rapid rescore. The credit analyzer from the credit bureaus says, hey, if they do this and this, their score might go up 30 points. We tell you, hey, this is what the credit analyzer tells us from the bureaus. Mm-hmm. And then we do a rapid rescore. And so
that can be done in 3 days.
Yeah. So that 660 might be a 690. Now, I'm going to tell you, there are there are phenomenal improvements in your interest rates and terms when you go from 679 to 681. When you leapfrog that 680 score, 660 is 670. You're not going to see much of a difference. 660 is 678, 679. But when you get above 680, you can see much better interest rates, mortgage insurance terms when you're trying to buy a home, these kind of things. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. We want to work with you. And we have a home purchase team who only does home purchases, and they're going to work with you on getting pre-approved for free. It's a free call, free application, free pre-approval, free pre-approval letter. Once you get a contract and a home, we're going to collect your appraisal money. But for TexasLending.com purposes, we're going to do all the work up front, even get you a loan underwriter to underwrite your loan prior to you getting a contract. So you have that foolproof method of knowledge that your loan's going to get closed pretty darn quick. It's great if you're a realtor because we spend the money on the underwriter. Prior to you even having a contract, we already have the underwriter approving all your things so that you know that, okay, I got that pre-approval letter. Things are looking good for me. And so we want to help you get that pre-approval letter now when you call 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. Are y'all hiring?
Are we? You know, what's interesting is we are hiring loan officers right now. We're hiring loan officers. Our home purchase team continues to grow. We have over two dozen loan officers on our home purchase team. The home purchase leads, the home purchase activity continue to grow in Texas and even the surrounding states. So we see that continuing, and so we are in that capacity for the home purchase team. We are hiring, yes.
Can they apply online, or do they need to come in? Or
give us a call and ask to be sent to the HR department and send your information in there.
Uh-huh.
They will get you the info for the HR department.
Muy bueno.
HR means human resources, not the home run department. Different. We are on a sports station. The HR department, you know, like how many RBIs do you have? Okay.
Will there be any RBIs this year?
RBI.
That's the question.
Yes. Will there be any RBI this year? Okay, Tress.
Okay. Next up. Trying to understand closing cost estimate. Make $165,000. Wife makes $45,000. Credit score 800. Wife says 715. Looking at a $400,000 home, 3% down. We listen to every weekend. We'll be calling when it's time to pull the trigger. Thanks for all your info. Very informative.
You know, the one thing about a $410,000 loan that leaves open FHA, because FHA loans can go up to just over $400,000. And so that's going to fit. You can qualify for conventional. So we can take a look and see what's best for you.
Said 3%, so yeah. I would think that's the first-time home buyer.
Yeah, 3% down is a conventional. 3.5% out of pocket is the minimum for FHA. 3% is the minimum out of pocket for a first-time home buyer for conventional. And, of course, you have the zero-down loans for VA loans if they are a veteran.
So they're trying to understand closing cost estimate.
Yeah, the closing cost figure about $5,000 for a home purchase because you're going to – you're going to have to put some money down for a new homeowner's insurance policy.
Right.
That's going to pay 12 months in advance.
Plus two in escrow.
And they're going to
three in escrow.
So let's explain
15
that.
Months.
When you buy your home, you're going to put 12 months of homeowner's insurance down.
A year in advance.
A year up front.
Plus three in escrow.
And then you're going to put three into an escrow account. Now, the escrow account is an account that you put money in now so that when your next homeowner's insurance bill comes due, the mortgage company who's collecting your money in your escrow account, they're distributing these monies out to for your taxes, for your tax escrow, and your homeowner's insurance escrow. So you're going to put some money down for your taxes up front, a few months of taxes, up front, a few months of insurance, plus a full month. So I would say a couple thousand dollars, even $2,500 up front, is just going to be for what they call prepaid taxes and insurance. And you're going to have some closing costs. Now, how those closing costs are divided between you and the seller can be different. And depending on how you put your loan together with your loan officer, that can impact your closing costs and who pays for them and all the different things.
And typically, the seller pays for the title policy. So that knocks out a nice big chunk on a $400,000. That knocks out about $2,000 a cost and on the actual closing cost.
It's going to be somewhere around $5,000.
Yes.
Now, on a $400,000 house, the tax and insurance might be a little bit more, so it might be $6,000 for closing cost. In that vicinity, you know, when I say vicinity, you know, a little bit less, a little bit. Depending on how much the taxes are, Bob, you think a little bit more?
It's going to be more.
The taxes on that, yeah, because you're going to probably have on that property, you're probably going to have $10,000 a year of taxes.
Right.
And so you know, up front, you're going to put 3 months of that. So a quarter, you're going to put $2,500 up front.
That's $3,000. You're going to have
titles. You're going to have $4,000 just between
$2,000 in insurance. So there's $5,000 in prepaids, basically, on the $400,000.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since you originally.
I don't write loans every day. I'm trying to. See, I get this government subsidies to keep these loan officers off the street.
That's it.
I get a grant program. To keep loan officers from out there running around.
Keep me from running around.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba off the street. I wish they gave me subsidies.
Yeah, so but the closing cost, like I said, it's going to be a processing underwriting fee. You're going to see, you know, like the appraisal fee you're going to have to pay for up front. But even though we have seen some appraisal waivers on some homes on purchase deals, which has been nice, you're going to pay, there'll be a survey charge, but if the seller provides one, then that will be deducted. You're usually going to have a processing and an underwriting fee, and those are the kind of fees that you're going to pay.
Make sure you contact us at TexasLending.com. Go online and apply today. A loan officer will contact you right away. We'll have loan officers here to early in the afternoon today. And we even have some loan officers now on Sundays as well. So when you're applying, we'll get back in touch with you shortly. So make sure you call now at 972-387-4600 to get your loan going and getting that pre-approval for your refinance, your cash-out refinance, your home purchase right now. Tress.
It's time to go to break.
You want to go to break?
Well, it's not so much want. As much as,
do.
You know.
She says we have to go to break.
She says do.
All right. Everyone knows how that goes. And what Tress says goes.
Do-do. So,
well,
you got to do-do.
Yes. When we come back, we will help you answer more of your questions. Get the questions in now on the text line. That's the same number you call for a loan. You can text us and call us there at 972-387-4600. We're going to come back and answer more of those questions here at 105.3 The Fan. We're back on the TexasSunny.com mortgage show. And we're helping people save money on their home loans. And it starts with a call to TexasLending.com. We had those commercials during the break. You already know the number. But if you want to text us, it's also 972-387-4600. Tress.
All right. Good morning. Thank you for your advice that you guys gave me 5 months ago.
Ooh.
I did the work, cleaned up all my negative items that was on my credit report scores. My scores were up 710, 730, and 750 from 595, 615, and 625.
Wow.
My house appraised at 385 with my payoff amount of $160,000. I took out $50,000, paid off all my debits on a refinance. Mm-hmm. I will be able to pay my house off in 15 years. You guys are the best.
And you know, if they just pay an extra $100 a month with that mortgage, you could probably get paid off in about 12 years. So something you might want to try, there, you can go to our calculators on our website.
Calculators.
You can go on there and figure out how soon you can pay off a home.
Calculator.
Anyway, that is a success story if I've ever heard one.
It is.
We want to help you. If we can't provide a benefit to you, then we're just here providing you information to share with your neighbors and your family. If we can provide a benefit to you, a lot of people are focused on sometimes the wrong thing. And sometimes the benefit to you is reducing your debt payments by hundreds of dollars each month. Because if your rates on your debts are 20%, you can get them down to 4% or 3.5% or 4.5% instead of 20%. Then you're paying the principal down instead of the interest, right?
Right.
No one's going to give you a smiley face or a big old star sticker, you know. No one's going to give you an attaboy or an attagirl if you are paying higher interest rates. And so we're just providing you the best rates we can. Make sure you go online and apply today. And if you want to call us, it's 972-387-4600. Tress has more questions.
Here we go. My new build home starts construction next month. Should I lock in a rate as soon as I can once the foundation is poured, or should I take a wait-and-see approach?
Boy, that's an interesting thing.
That's a question we're getting.
A real question is, how is the builder actually providing a contract to you, not knowing what the price of labor is going to be halfway through the build of the house?
How long is
house.
It going to take?
A lot of builders are building homes on speculation now, and they're only going to put the price of the home up once the home is finished, because the home is, it cost them more to build it than what they anticipated, because the cost of lumber,
labor,
everything, labor, oil, gas, everything
shortage.
Everything that they're putting into, And now even the commodities of the metals are using to staple your house together. Mm. I heard tape is cheaper. Maybe they can tape it together. But the point is that's interesting that they already have the contract locked in on the price. So if you can lock it in, just know if you are going to lock in a rate long term, there's probably a point to 2 points. It's 2% of the loan amount, up to 2% of the loan amount to lock in a loan for that length of time.
I locked in one last week for 140 days.
What was the charge on that? About a 1 point?
1.25.
1.25 for 140 days. There's not...
That was cost.
Money, you know. Time is expensive.
To the rate they wanted.
Because when you're locking in today's rates for 180 days, 180 days from now, the rate that you have today... is you'd probably have to pay that much just to get down. Who knows where rates are going to be? Yeah. Who knows where the world's going to be in 300 or 180 days? It is an option to lock it in longer term if you already have a contract that's going to be necessary to do that. But take a look and see what the cost is to get it locked in long term. Whether it's worth it or not, that's a gamble. I don't know. And so... you know, you have to ask yourself, will rates be 0.5% higher in 6 months? Because that's what 2 points typically gets you, is about 0.5%. Or do you just want to take your chances and hope that it doesn't go up 2% between now and then? Again, when the Federal Reserve goes to raise the overnight rate, and that's supposed to happen somewhere around March 15th, when they say we're raising the overnight rate, they're talking about the rate that banks charge each other to lend each other money for 1 day. It's a one-day rate of exchange. When they raise the one-day rate of exchange, it's supposed to deter the long-term inflation prospects. So your long-term rates may stabilize or go down. And when I've seen the Federal Reserve raise rates in the last 30 years, I've seen that the following day or sometime within the next couple of days, the rates actually stabilize or come down. And so I would expect that your mortgage rates are probably already baked in the rate rises, which are anticipated for the first 6 to 8 months this year. Okay, so they've already baked those in. They're already in the mortgage rate. That doesn't mean that crazier things can't happen. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, Tress.
It is crazy out there. Here we go. This one's kind of long. Pay attention. This is more of an opinion request. Purchased a new build for $467,000 in Rockwall, 3.15%. We use most of our savings, so only $15,000 in savings right now. Have owned for less than a year. Appraisal is now at $655,000. Wife and I both work in downtown and have realized the drive sucks most days, especially with the recent winter storm. In your opinion, would it be worth it to suffer the short-term capital gains tax to purchase a home closer to downtown Dallas, knowing the rates are going up? And we're not sure what we would qualify for. 760 credit score before current mortgage payment, a gross income of $8,800. Also, do you do construction loans?
I wouldn't think that they're going to have a short-term capital gains tax if it's a primary residence.
Yeah, and it's less than...
Yeah, it's a primary residence.
Less
now,
than $500,000.
Typically, there are some laws in the Free Health Care Act, which didn't turn out to be free health care. The Obamacare Act, they put in regulations and taxes for homes. Let's say you bought a home and it's... you make over a certain income. Let's say you make over $400,000 and you have a home price over $750,000. Some of this came into the Trump taxes. So that if you were going to sell in the Trump taxes, a lot of people can't even deduct their property taxes and their, you know, and these other things. And so my point is your sales price would have to be over $750,000. Your income would... I think your income, you got to talk to a CPA about this. Yeah. I'm not a CPA.
Yeah.
But this person should not be bumping into any capital gains issues. Having their home going up in value, they can actually just pocket the money. If they did run into a situation where they were going to have a short-term capital gains issue on a property sale, there are some things called a 1031 exchange where you take the money you made from that sale and you dump it into another property. As long as you can document you put it into another property, you do a 1031 exchange form and document that that money was just transferred into another property. So Ken, talk to a CPA about that. Yeah, I hope I didn't butcher some of those things at a CPA. They're going to know, because some of these incomes change over time and the loan amounts of the homes change. And I don't. And so this person shouldn't have the issue. There are some people buying a lot of million-dollar homes these days, and so they're going to be falling into some of those issues depending on their income and other things. Yeah. All right, Tress. So the question was, what was their question?
Basically,
well, they wanted to know your opinion about, see, look at the middle,
yeah,
the short-term capital gains tax.
Personal home closer to downtown. Yeah, I mean, it's all possible. I wouldn't really worry about I wouldn't worry about it. I would talk to your CPA and see if they want you to worry about it. I'm going to assume, I'm just going to take a big old guess that they're going to tell you not to worry about that.
We don't do construction loans here.
Yes. So we don't do construction loans, but we do have conduits to do construction loans. And so make sure that we don't have a construction loan department. Let's just call it that. And so make sure that make sure you do check with your CPA to make sure all that is up to par.
Their other question was, they're not sure what they would qualify for.
Well, you qualified for that one. So
yeah, so how much would they qualify for? I can't remember what their income was.
$8,800.
Gross income of $8,800.
That's a gross income. So 33% of that, figure $3,300, that's 33% of the gross income. That's about
for a payment.
Yeah, $3,000 for
400-something thousand.
I mean, it sounds like
500. Depends on how much they put down.
Yeah,
too.
It sounds like they might already be in that ballpark. Now, I'd like to take a little better look at that income and see exactly where it is. But we can get you pre-approved with our trusty loan officers here at TexasLending.com. Make sure you call them today at 972-387-4600, and we'll run you through the pre-approval process to make sure you get pre-qualified for that new home. All right, Tress, you can send us to break?
Yeah.
We have all text lines
open. Sentence to break.
All text lines are open at 972-387-4600. Text us now. When we come back from this break, we'll get to more of your questions. And we hope to save you money, make you money, and make your life easier here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Live.
Tress is waiting for your text at 972-387-4600. What kind of things, you know, can you expect with this the new world going on out there right now with the first, I guess, one of the first, I don't know what to call it, the aggressions going on over in the world right now. How's that going to affect commodity prices? How is that going to affect inflation? How is that going to affect, you know, someone was saying that I think the Ukraine produces, or maybe it was Russia, I can't remember, it was either Russia or Ukraine, produces a certain percentage of the overall ammonium nitrate that's used for fertilizer for growing food around the world. And so with the things that are going on over there, what are the impacts on food prices? They're talking about food prices. You already see gas prices approaching $4 very quickly, and food prices going up, and worker prices going up, and taxes going up on properties. It'll be interesting to see how much can be absorbed by the consumer before it really starts having some impacts. I know it's already impacting families. I can already see it. I can feel it. And we see you applying for cash out refinances every day. And that has not abated. People continue to get cash out refinance, and we want to help you redo your finances. Make sure you get them ready for the future at 972-387-4600 or online at TexasLending.com. If you dial that number now, a loan officer can help you now. We can also help you with that home purchase. Get it done now at TexasLending.com. Tress.
All right. Next up. Hello, me and my wife just filed our taxes. We made $109,000 last year. Looking to see what we qualify for. Wife has a 705 credit score and I have a 687. And I rounded down.
Yeah, so that $110,000 of income they make. And so they make $110,000, so that's about $9,000 a month or so. And so pretty much close to the last person. So $3,000 a month is one-third of that, right? 33%. You might qualify for a little bit more, okay? We have to wait and see. But figure a $400,000 loan somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, I would try to get that score up over 700 if I was you on your score. And then, you know, the good way is to look at the credit to see maybe what you can pay off, get that score up.
Yeah, we have the credit analyzer, and what was the other thing that we have? Credit expert.
That's your dad.
Now, credit analyzer and credit expert. Yes, Senior Miller. He is working on. He's been working for 15 years on the credit at TexasLending.com. When someone applies for a loan here, and they think I'm at 687, how can I get that to 710? Can I get it above 700 to get a better rate? We run your credit. We run it through Credit Analyzer and Credit Expert. Those are owned by the credit bureaus. They are not anything owned by us. We run it through their system, and it says, hey, this person, if they paid that credit card down $200 or $500, then their credit scores might go up 20 points. And so we talked about it earlier about one person who had texted us. And if we run it through Credit Analyzer, Credit Expert, and then we do a rapid rescore on your credit, we'll do that work for you for free up front. This is a free service that we provide to you. We don't charge you. We don't pass it along to you. We don't charge money for that third-party service. We do it to help you get prepared for a home loan. And TexasLending.com wants to make sure that you get into that home at the lowest price you can get it into for in terms of your interest rate and payment. Make sure you call TexasLending.com today.
You ready for the next question?
Trust.
All right. So this person asks, what will rates be like? My new home build is 8 months out. I'm doing a VA loan. Can I get a better rate?
Can I get a better rate in 8 months? You know, the world of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates is typically because you have a runaway economy, which there is so much activity going on that in such a way that there's so much demand for everything that there's runaway inflation. The Federal Reserve tries to raise short-term rates to slow down the movement of money long-term to douse inflation. A lot of our inflation problems are due to supply chain problems, right? Backups and terminals. So there's a supply. There's not enough supply of something, not because people can't make it. It's because it can't get delivered. COVID restrictions, you know, kind of self-imposed problems here. And so the Federal Reserve raising rates in that environment while people already can't get things delivered, it's going to be an interesting dynamic. We've talked on this show before, and I've mentioned back in the day when the Federal Reserve says they're going to raise rates 0.5%. Well, that was 40 years ago, that was great when homes were $80,000, $100,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000. Well, now homes are $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. Mm-hmm. So homes are, you know, seven times as much as they were back then. And yep. But we don't change policy on how we raise rates. You know, I think if they raise rates 0.1% a couple, three times, it can have the same impact as what 0.5% did back then. But now 0.5% can be catastrophic to an entire economy when you're talking about trillions of dollars. And so when you look at our government, who's got $30 trillion of debt, and you suddenly raise their rates that they have to pay on debt when they're already can't pay back the debt they have, and you raise rates on trillions of dollars, 1% on a billion is $10 million. 1% on $100 billion, right? 1%, you know.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
So anyway,
pretty soon we'll be at $40 trillion.
yeah. And so, what are the impacts in these increase rising in rates on our federal government? What are the impacts on businesses who have some of them are worth $1 trillion? It can have. So 8 months from now, we might be right back where we are right now on rates. We might be back to where we were just a few months ago. We don't know. We don't know what's going
to
happen.
All right. We're going to have the lightning round these last questions.
Okay. Nice. Lightning round?
Yeah. Because we have like three questions. You have less than 3 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Ready? So this is a second question from somebody who texted us earlier about the locking in a rate as soon as they pour the foundation. They said, part of the answer got me confused. I signed a contract for X amount to purchase the home.
Yes.
Even if costs of supplies go up, my purchase price won't change upon construction completion.
That's right.
Correct.
It shouldn't. But I do know the builders that have backed out of contracts.
Ooh.
And they and I have seen builders in the past where something came up in the process of building the home where the builder says, oh, you took too long in making that decision. We're canceling the contract. Oh, you wanted to get a peephole, but it took you an extra day. We're canceling the contract. So there might be provisions in there that a builder...
Read the small print.
Yeah. Well, you know, my point is I don't know the builder on this home. I just know that has happened to me where the builder has canceled the contract when home prices were going up along the way of building house. So anyway.
Next.
All right. So another follow-up question on the question we just answered. What would be the closing cost for a $300,000 house?
Oh, again, probably five grand to $6,000.
Remember, prepaids are not closing costs. All right, I want to make that perfectly
clear.
Well,
their costs do at closing.
Yeah.
Okay. But the costs due at closing are not lender fees due at closing.
Right.
There are costs that are due at closing. Some of them include the taxes for the property, which have nothing to do with the mortgage company.
Right.
The homeowner's insurance, which insures you, the consumer, if the home burns down.
Which you choose.
And you choose that insurance. And so you're going to have to pay 3 months of those taxes up front, 3 months of the insurance up front, and a full year of insurance up front. And that could be $3,000 or $4,000 itself right up front. So that combined with the lender's fees could be $5,000 or $6,000. Figure $6,000 on a $300,000 home.
All right. Here we go.
Figure 2% of the loan amount. So if you have a $400,000 home, it could be $8,000.
Yeah.
On a $300,000 home, it could be $6,000. It's going to be somewhere. That's the closing. That's the to close the loan. Those would be the cost plus the down payment.
What's next?
All right. Next up. Hello. I recently co-signed on a mortgage for my daughter for new construction that's due to close at the end of April. My husband and I would like to purchase a home in the near future. Our current home is paid for. Will our purchase of another home be considered investment property? We plan to keep the current home for the time being.
No.
If you co-sign on the property for your daughter, if you're on the property and they can document that they're making the payment, it shouldn't be much of an issue. Bob, you see it all the time.
Yeah, no, it's not an issue at all because, number one, you don't live there. You're not going to live there. You are responsible for that debt on your credit report. If you don't owe anything on your house, they're just going to look at the taxes and the insurance on your house that you pay. But the debt...
We can document they're making the payment.
Yeah, the debt that you've incurred for this new house is going to show up in the credit report and the credit pulls, even
though...
We
can just document they're making the payment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should be fine.
Should be okay. We have run out of time. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you have run out of time. You can start right now. By Monday, we can have your loan in processing. Call our loan officers right now. A live person will answer at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply early and often, and a loan officer will call you today and get your loan going. Make sure you get that loan locked in. We appreciate everyone listening and texting us this week. For Tress and Uncle Bubble, I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.